If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Women Physicians Lead, hosted by Dr. Lisa Herbert, helps women physicians move from surviving to thriving in their personal and professional lives. Dr. Lisa shares leadership tips, burnout support, stress management strategies, and inspiration from women physicians who've made remarkable transitions into leadership roles. There's a fantastic episode that you should check out called Taking Care of Yourself During the Journey, about how women physicians can care for themselves while on their leadership journeys. Check out Women Physicians Lead on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Nurse Wellness Podcast, empowering nurses to manage stressors so they can intentionally reconnect with their purpose, optimize their wellness, and ultimately show up in the world the way they want to be seen. I'm your host, nurse practitioner Wendy Garvin Mayo, your stress solution strategist. In this podcast, you'll receive actionable stress management tips, insightful interviews, and strategies that focus on inspiring you to be your best, do your best, and give your best. With that, let's get started. Welcome to the Nurse Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Garvin Mayo. I am so excited to be here with you today. Happy New Year. We are now in 2024. I cannot believe it. 2023. Oh my goodness. So much has happened in 2023. This year on the podcast, I want to give you real conversations. I want to keep you dialed into what's going on with me, with the business, with life, because so much is going on and I want to catch you up. And I more so want to keep you dialed in and in tune because things that I'm experiencing and going through, good and bad, I'm sure many of you can relate to my experiences. And I want to connect with you in that way. I know last year for the podcast, we had a lot of guests, a lot of amazing experts on here sharing their story and how they are making an impact in the world. This quarter, at least, I want to keep you close to me and just kind of be open and real and let you know what's happening, what I'm working on, what I'm doing. And I want you to share the same thing. And one thing I do want to talk about is the book, Shape Your Life, launched in November of 2023. And many people were saying, this came out of nowhere. We didn't know you were working on a book. And that kind of made me take a step back because you're right. I did not take anyone on that journey with me. And I think that was intentional because I'm a new author of a book that my name is the only one on the front cover. And it was a very intense, stressful at times process. And my editors and publisher, oh my God, they are saints. They are angels because they were very patient with me. But it was a little intimidating to write a book and then put it out into the world. So to be totally honest, I was dragging my feet on the edits and I was saying I didn't want it to come out until this year, 2024, in the summer. I was really dragging my feet on it. And what made me put the book out is I really had to remember that the book is not for me. I did not write the book for Wendy Garvin Mayo. I wrote the book for the people who can benefit from it. So remembering that, made me release the book earlier than I wanted to and stop looking at it, reading it, rereading and having other people read it. So I had to come to a point to let it go, but I had to remember my why. Why did I start this project? And the book is out there. We sold over 100 copies now, which is very exciting. A lot of people are really enjoying it. They're doing book club. People are ordering it for their teams. We have a lot of nurse leaders who have already started putting in their orders for Nurses Week. So all good there. So you may have remembered that our first episode, I always like to start the year off with our first episode, and maybe I'll re-record it at some point, but it's Are Your Dimensions Balanced? And it just talks about the various dimensions of wellness and doing an assessment on where you are and where you want to be and what you want to kind of focus in on. And I think that episode's important, not just as we start off the year, but we should be looking at that assessment, I would say maybe on a quarterly basis, just to see where we are, where do we want to be, where do we have to shift and make changes. I also did that assessment for the year. And to be honest with you, this has been a slow year. And I was thinking about this the other day. Last year, if I'm not sure if you remember, I certainly remember, it was a slow year to ramp up again. I felt kind of tired, kind of sluggish, and nothing was particularly going on. But I remember feeling this way last year. And I think last year I was sick, or was it the year before? I can't remember, but I don't remember having a new year where I wasn't feeling just kind of tired. Like I need to like rest my body. And that is what I've been really doing. And I was talking to Dr. Tina Rodriguez. We went out for lunch with another friend, and you know, we were talking about the year starting and, you know, this feeling of just tired, fatigue. And she said she experienced the same thing. And she had an interesting take on this. She was saying that she believed that she felt tired because the holidays, you slow down and we're not really doing too much. And because of, and I'm going to say we, because we're very similar in how we kind of operate. Because we're not doing so much, so we're not being fueled. And she said now she is ready to rev up because she's doing all the things. So she feel like she's being fed and, you know, she's not feeling that way anymore. And I thought that was an interesting take on the feeling. And I wonder if, you know, that's the same for me. It kind of made me think like maybe that's it, because holidays, you slow down and you're not like revved up. Like, you know, we do so many things as, I was going to say as nurses, but as nurses, as women, as men, just in life, especially this life. And I'm saying this life because life has totally shifted since the pandemic. This post-pandemic, if you want to say post-pandemic, or we're still in the pandemic, but this post-pandemic COVID life is very different. And I always tell people, for me, I'm still figuring things out. I discovered a whole new world, you know, with this pandemic. And for those of you who are new to the podcast, what I mean by that is prior to COVID, I was a nurse. I was a scientist doing cancer research from home. I was a new mom, new wife. And to be honest, my identity was around being a nurse who, even though I was a scientist working from home, I really identified myself as a nurse in clinical practice. And if you ever read the book, Shape Your Life, you will be able to read the story where I was in the pharmaceutical industry as a medical science liaison. But I always had this void that I felt because I identified myself as a nurse in the clinical setting, really taking care of cancer patients. So that was always my identity, prior to the pandemic. Like I'm a nurse practitioner, you know, I'm a scientist, I'm doing research, all the things. And then the pandemic hit and, I had this whole shift in, you know, my mindset, really. That's where it started. And I just, it's good and it's bad. And I want to talk about that here today. I discovered that I, Wendy Garvin Mayo, can serve on a whole different level, a whole global level, and serve with purpose and not be attached to a healthcare institution. Like, I can really create my own lane and serve the world the way I want to serve the world. And I discovered that because when the pandemic hit, I was really wrestling with the fact that I was not in clinical practice. There was this virus out there killing people. And I remember, and I'm sure all of you or many of you remember watching the news, and I'm not sure why they did this as I'm thinking about it now, but watching CNN specifically in my house, watching the number of COVID-19 deaths on the TV screen automatically update. I just vividly remember watching that. Now, how traumatizing is that? Like, every time it goes up, you know that someone else died. But I remember looking at that on the TV and making the decision to go back to clinical practice. And that was a huge decision. It was a heavy burden I was carrying because I told you before that when I was in the pharmaceutical industry, I had this feeling like, I really want to go back to clinical practice, but just wasn't sure how that was going to happen. And, you know, I applied for a per diem job and, you know, I got the job when the pandemic hit and I had to make a decision. Do you go back or do you not go back? And I made the decision to go back. And it was the best decision of my life. It just showed me that the power of decision can really help you manage stress and emotions. But in addition to that, I wanted to serve more. And I was like, well, what can I do for, you know, in the cancer or oncology arena? So I started Shape Partners, which was a platform or is a platform, it's still alive and well today, that provide resources for cancer caregivers. So I started that and I, you know, just used to go on social media and do videos and provide resources. And I started connecting with other people on social media to provide more resources for these cancer caregivers. And it was just so fulfilling. And, you know, as I started doing that, my colleagues, specifically my oncology colleagues who I worked with in the past, because I have many years of cancer or oncology experience, was saying that, you know, they would love something like this for them. So that's where the Stress Blueprint was born. But it really was born out of, you know, Shape Partners and making decisions and serving the world. And, so I, you know, started that. And, you know, in the meantime, I enrolled into a coaching program, which before the pandemic, I knew nothing about coaching. I knew nothing about business. I knew nothing about marketing, nothing. Like I said, I was just a nurse. And I enrolled into this coaching program with Dr. Avis Jones DeWeaver, who is the woman, if you follow me on any platforms, I always, you know, give her her flowers, as they say. But I always give her recognition for really changing my life. Changing my life in the sense of me wanting to serve and, you know, change the world and have my own footprint in the world. She really coached me and mentored me into seeing myself so much bigger and creating my own path. So, in saying all that, I'm on this journey now where I am just creating, I am just developing, I am just out there talking to all the people about what I'm passionate about stress management, about wellness, about emotional intelligence, about just, you know, shaping your life, taking control of your life. And it really feeds my soul. And I have this newfound vision of who I am and what I can do. And it's amazing and it's freeing and it's just wonderful. And, you know, someone like myself, which I'm sure many of you can relate to this, you know, as we go through nursing school, it's like, you know, you go through curriculum, you go through clinical, and then you get the job, right? You get the job, you work the job, you may, you know, transition to another nursing role, but not being able to see outside of that, outside of just working a nursing job, whether you're in clinical practice, whether you're in leadership, education, whatever. But not being able to see outside of that. And for me, I'm outside of those lines, outside of that box right now at this very moment. And I thrive off of helping other people see outside that box, seeing that they can really create or shape the life that they want in nursing, outside of nursing, in healthcare, outside of healthcare. So in doing all that, why I said at the beginning, it's good and bad, because like, when do you stop, right? Like if you have this vision that you could do everything or anything, right? When do you stop? When do you kind of pump your brakes and say, okay, I'm doing it and that's enough? And someone, I can't recall who told me, so why do you have to stop, right? Why can't you just continue to, you know, impact the world the way you want? And I don't know the answer to that, but I'm in a position right now that I never planned to be, never thought I would be, but I'm loving it. I'm loving that I'm able just to impact, I say the globe, the way I want to. And that was the purpose of, you know, starting this podcast. This podcast was started just by me saying, well, how can I reach more people? How can I, you know, because I was doing stuff with the caregivers, with the nurses, healthcare professionals, and everyone was saying it's good content. It's good that I'm doing what I'm doing. They're getting benefit from it. And I was thinking, well, how can I reach more people? And the podcast was born out of that. More people can listen. You know, we have a global audience on this podcast, and the book was the same thing, right? How do I reach more people with the book? So all these things, you know, all these platforms and mediums are just to really get the word out. But yeah, so it's just living the life that you want to live. And that is what keeps me thriving and keeps me going. And I have one more thing, and I keep saying one more thing, but I have one more thing I'm working on right now that I will share with you at a later date, because right now it's in a development stages, but it's something that I've wanted to do probably my whole career in oncology. And one, I did not know that I could do it. I had the limited beliefs. I did not know I didn't feel capable. I didn't feel qualified to do this thing. But I'll tell you, I drafted an email to one of my former employers, and I was inquiring about a per diem position. And as I drafted the email, I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. And I still have the email in my draft box. But that moment in time of sitting there typing the email, and then something came over me. Again, it's that mindset that you can create and do what you want. You put your mind to it and you're surrounded by the right people. That put me on this whole new lane to create something that's going to serve the world in a different way. But I'll tell you more about that as it, you know, as it evolves a little more. But that's what I do. That's what I use my platform for, is for people just to see the possibility that they can make their life what they want it to be. And I want to go back to the, you know, are your dimensions balanced? Because for me, I'm talking a lot about occupational. I guess some people will say the occupational wellness, like that domain. But, you know, that one domain impacts all the other domains of wellness. And although in 2023, my occupational domain was really strong, really positive, it was really good. We did a lot of great things in 2023. I think one dimension that, that wasn't quite balanced was the physical wellness. So that quadrant, it's not really a quadrant because it's more than four, but that dimension of exercise, nutrition, and sleep was not very balanced. We didn't do too well on that in 2023. So that is something that I want to work on in 2024. And I'm not sure if you have heard me say this before, but balance is a very interesting word. You know, people say work-life balance or, balancing your dimensions. I don't know if we're ever truly balanced because depending on what's going on in our lives, something is going to get more of our attention. And that's okay. I think it's just important to be aware of it and to see where you need to shift and pivot in your life depending on what's going on. So that assessment that was put out in the first episode was just for you to take a pause and just see where you are, what you want to do different, and go from there. But I don't know about balance. I would love to hear your feedback on, do you believe life can be quote unquote balanced? I just think it's important to do inventory of where you are, what you're doing, what you want to be doing, and truly, are you aligned? So that's what I have for you today. I'm excited about 2024 and the podcast and just being more dialed in to you, us being dialed into each other. So I would love if you have any questions, you have any comments, to send them via email, hello@stressblueprint.com. I would love to hear from you. Maybe I could tell your story on the podcast, or I can bring you on the podcast as a guest. We've had a lot of guests in 2023. This year, we may not have as many guests this year, but we'll see. But my hope is that we can have some co-hosts, not necessarily guests, but co-hosts on here with me who can just kind of, share their story outside of, being interviewed, so to speak. But we'll see how things evolve. But I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to be here with you. I'm excited that you are still here. We've had so many subscribers to the podcast. So thank you for subscribing. Please tell more people, share the episodes. We have some great episodes, past episodes we have done over the years. So until next time, stay dialed in, take care of yourself, and be well.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please tell a friend. Before you go, I would love to share a free stress management resource with you. Go to stressblueprint.com and download your free copy of the 3 questions to ask when you are stressed. Until next time, go out and be your best, do your best, and give your best.